Let me tell you this morning about one of the most remarkable people I've ever come across. He said I should use his real name, but I'm calling him Kyle instead. Kyle had been in and out of the justice system, beginning when he was a juvenile. By the time he reached 37 years young, Kyle had been incarcerated for half of his adult life. On his fourth release from prison, over a decade ago to the streets of Baltimore, Kyle made a very conscious life or death decision. He chose life. He enrolled in Catholic Charities' Christopher Place Employment Academy, a program that reshapes the lives of men like Kyle. I first met him about 2 years after his graduation from the program. Kyle was hired by Johns Hopkins Hospital to work in the maintenance department, where he has a growing 401k nest egg, health insurance, and other benefits. He recently purchased a home in West Baltimore and started a family. Using the skills he learned at Johns Hopkins, Kyle started a side business stripping hardwood floors and cleaning carpets for churches, schools, and nonprofit organizations. And using what he's learned about life on the streets, Kyle serves as a mentor to other young ex-offenders who are making their own life or death decisions. You can see why Kyle is one of my heroes. He's overcome incredible odds, works hard, and pays it forward. But like most heroes, he did not do it on his own. Every year, thousands of men and women are released from prison in Baltimore City. Jobs do far more for them than simply provide paychecks and benefits. Work builds self-esteem and self-sufficiency. There's legislation pending before the Baltimore City Council to ban the box, prohibiting employers from asking about criminal records on job applications. Regardless of what is or isn't allowed on the initial application, the key to successful reentry of ex-offenders is having employers such as Johns Hopkins Hospital with the courage and commitment to hire people like Kyle with criminal backgrounds. Good for both of them and for all of us. I'm Mark Furst, President and CEO of United Way of Central Maryland, for WYPR, your NPR news station.